The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Nothing perfect or considered, but we're so damn good. It's the story of your life.
America, bonjour, hi, Canada, to Hewitt. Good morning, Georgia in particular. Go and vote. Save the Republic. Send David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler back to the Senate. Keep defense spending high. Pay the troops. Stop massive tax hikes. Hard left judges. Stop regulations that will destroy your ability to make a living. Save Medicare from expansion into a single payer. Give family and friends rides to the poll. Make a list of everybody you know in Georgia, and tell them to go and vote. The turnout election, Republicans are feeling very good. Democrats are not feeling so good. They're trying to put on a brave face. But you have got to go and vote. You have got to go and vote. Otherwise, you just become part of Manhattan. Remember what Chuck Schumer said, cut number one.
Now we take Georgia, and then we change the world.
Yeah!
I'm sorry, can
you
repeat that, Mr. Schumer?
Now we take Georgia, and then we change America.
That was Chuck Schumer on Election Day 2 months later. He's ready to annex Georgia to Manhattan. I repeat it again. Cut number one.
Now we take Georgia, and then we change the world.
Yeah!
I'm sorry, can
you repeat that, Mr. Schumer?
Now we take Georgia, and then we change America.
And so who does he want to send to Washington, D.C.? John Ossoff, who has threatened everyone who does not support him. Cut number two.
We need to send a message this year. We need to send a message that if you indulge this kind of politics, you're not just going to get beaten. You're going to get beaten so bad you can never run or show your face again in public.
Because never run or show your face again in public. We've got Raphael Warnock on the other slot ringing against Kelly Loeffler. He's very direct about people who supported Donald Trump. Cut number three.
And if it is true that a man who has dominated the news and poisoned the discussion for months needs to repent, then it is doubly true that a nation that can produce such a man and make his vitriol go viral needs to repent. No matter what happens next month, more than a third of the nation that would go along with this is reason to be afraid. America needs to repent for its worship of whiteness.
No, it doesn't. And Raphael Warnock does not need to go to the United States Senate. He would be the most radical senator in America if he were to win today. Vote for Kelly Loeffler. We do not need a radical in the United States Senate. Meanwhile, Raphael Warnock has not been shy about what he believes. Cut number nine.
We pray for the people of Cuba in this moment. We remember Fidel Castro, whose legacy is complex. Don't let anybody tell you a simple story. Life usually isn't very simple. His legacy is complex. Kind of like America's legacy is complex.
Our legacy is not complex. Cuba's legacy is not complex. Our legacy is the legacy of expanding freedom and greater equality of opportunity. Castro is a communist killer. And Raphael Warnock does not know the difference, and he should not go to the United States Senate, especially for this comment, cut number four.
America, nobody can serve God and the military.
Wait, did you hear that right? Yes, I have to repeat it, and the reason I have to repeat it is I have a new affiliate in Georgia this very morning. I am so happy that I joined 1590 in Albany this very morning. Because, you know, if I had not joined 1590 Albany this very morning, I wouldn't be able to tell you, Albany, Georgia, about what is happening today, which you've got to go and vote. 1590 WALG in Albany, Georgia. I am so glad to be driving you to work. You make the 14th affiliate I have in Georgia, all over the state. And all you Georgians have to go and vote, especially if you're in the military, a military family, a mother or father of a person in uniform, the daughter or son of a person who served, the children of people who served, the cousins, the uncles, the aunts, anybody who served, anybody who has a friend in the military, you got to understand Raphael Warnock is not their friend. Cut number four.
America, nobody can serve God and the military.
Just take that to the bank. Now, Donald Trump, the president, went to Georgia last night. Cut number 11.
The damage they do will be permanent and will be irreversible. Can't let it happen. Nothing and no one will be able to stop them. These Senate seats are truly the last line of defense.
Now, that last line of defense, Georgia. President Trump in Georgia last night telling Georgia voters, get out and vote. He also said this, cut number 15.
Have to go, and we have to go all the way, and that's what's happening. And you watch what happens over the next couple of weeks. You watch what's going to come out. Watch what's going to be revealed.
The first thing to be revealed will be who wins today. This is the Republic on the line. Who wins today? Democrats have tried to pretend that they're ahead and the early voting has favored them. And in fact, there's no way to know that. They just make stuff up, and the media runs with that narrative. I got a lot of good media guests on today. There's absolutely no way to know who voted early. They said, well, these 3 million votes came from heavily Democratic areas. That's like saying there are no Republicans in Cuyahoga County, Ohio, home of the Cleveland Browns, home of the Cleveland Browns, who are going to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers this week. But I digress. Let's go and talk about cut number 14.
Tomorrow, each of you is going to vote in one of the most important runoff elections of the history of our country. Frankly, forget about runoff. One of the most important elections, really. It's really not runoff. It's elections because it's a biggie. Our country is depending on you. The whole world is watching the people of Georgia tomorrow. And you got to swamp them because everything's so crooked around. I mean, not here. They were saying, oh, he's complaining about Georgia. No, I'm complaining about 8 different states. And I think we're going to win them all.
Going to win them all? I'm telling you, we got to win these two. Who is John Ossoff? Donald Trump told you last night, cut 13.
John Ossoff is an unhinged radical leftist. He's not a senator. He's not a senator. That's not a senator. Ossoff said that he's very proud to be endorsed by socialist crazy Bernie Sanders. He's weak on China. He promoted Chinese propaganda, and then he failed to disclose his business ties to the Chinese Communist Party. Other than that, he's a wonderful guy, right? Ossoff supports the largest tax hike in American history. If they get in, Warnock and Ossoff, if they get in, you're going to have the largest tax increase that you've ever had. It'll be the largest tax increase in the history of our country. For what? The Green New Deal. Let's rip down a building because its windows are too big. Let's build a building with no windows, among many other things. He supports the insane Green New Deal, which would crush middle-class parents trying to raise a family. He will support the socialist takeover of American health care, which will lead to rationing, poverty, and death. Ossoff also backed the radical left-wing crusade to defund police. The last summer, he proudly joined the anti-police mob. He didn't like the police. He doesn't like our police. We love our police.
That Donald Trump last night. One more cut. Cut number 10.
Here, you know, I watched some of the people on Fox. I had no choice. I had to. I didn't have enough channels. And they said, why is he fighting for Georgia? It's not enough. No, I need 3. I'm fighting in 8, actually, but 6.
and we're going to win them all. But they said, why? One of the people, a very fine woman, actually, but she said, why is he fighting Georgia? It doesn't get him there. I said, no, but Georgia and Pennsylvania and one other get me there. And we have six and maybe eight, if you look at them. And we were leading all of them by a lot until, like a miracle, it started to quickly disappear.
Right. So the president talked last night. He's not giving up the battle for the White House, but he is fighting for Georgia. He is fighting for the United States Senate majority. He has his disagreements with a lot of Republicans, but he is fighting for the majority because he knows how much it matters to the future of this country. So Georgians, call up your friends, sound the alarm, get your family, go and vote today. Everybody, every single person needs to go and vote. Could be I was just looking at the New York 22, that's a 27 vote race. I was looking at Iowa, what is it, the 4th? It's a 5 vote race. Believe me, it could be single digit. Your vote and the votes of your family and friends matter. Go and vote Georgia for David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler and come back to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
800-500-8384. Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay.
Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. News reached me last night from the Fetching Mrs. Hewitt that Jerry Marsden has banned Jerry and the Pacemakers, proved formidable rivals to the Beatles in the early Liverpool rock scene, died on Sunday. He was 78 years old. Fetching Mrs. Hewitt, who must have been about 7 at the time that the Pacemakers came to the United States and contended with the Beatles till they got blown away. Sort of like Ossoff and Warnock versus the Beatles. They got blown away, but they had a lot of hits, so we're remembering Jerry Marsden today. Dwayne asked me to do that because it's one of his favorite bands. He listens to Mary Cross the Mercy almost every day in his office. Drives me a little bit crazy. Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying and You'll Never Walk Alone. It just drives me a little bit crazy, but that's okay. It's Dwayne. Look, you've got to go and vote. I want to read something to you from Punchbowl. Punchbowl's co-founder, Jake Sherman, will be joining me next hour. And Jake is going to start doing a 6:30 in the morning segment every week because the Punchbowl is sort of the ghost of Politico past. Politico's decided to go hard left. That's fine. They make an editorial choice. I just can't trust them anymore. But they used to be objective when Jake and Anna were running Playbook, and now Jake and Anna are running Punchbowl. And Punchbowl is, I subscribe to it, costs $300 a year. I suggest you do. Back in the day when Hotline is what you needed, I paid $4,000 a year, or my companies did, to get Hotline. It was faxed to you in the morning. Now you get the effect of Hotline either for free from Axios or Jake and Anna and their team from Punchbowl. And I get them both because I want you to know what's going on. So Punchbowl this morning. The Georgia Battleground Fund has been the centerpiece of Republicans' effort to keep the David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler seats red. Karl Rove, who is the group's finance chairman, held a private conference call for Bundlers Monday, where he announced that the group had raised $58 million for the party efforts to boost Loeffler and Perdue. Rove also played prognosticator during the call. The one-time political guru, longtime friend of mine, and I think the best political mind in America, along with David Axelrod on the other team, he was George W. Bush's, of course, consigliere, said that the campaign models show if 1 million or more Georgians turn out to vote on Election Day, Republicans will win. The GOP expects to get at least 62% of Election Day turnout, which is what Perdue got in November. Right now, Rove said, Republicans expect to win both races. That's what I've heard. Heard it all day yesterday. We feel very good about the early voting. We feel very good about the get out the vote. We feel very good about the number of contacts. We feel very good about every effort that's gone on. They feel best about the fact that people now know about Raphael Warnock, and they now know about John Ossoff, and they know that Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue are mainstream conservatives, center-right people. And they know that Ossoff and Warnock are radicals. Radicals, radicals, radicals. And they have been reminded of Chuck Schumer, cut number one.
Now we take Georgia, and then we change the world.
Yeah!
I'm sorry, can you
repeat
that, Mr. Schumer?
Now we take Georgia, and then we change America.
People ask me, why do I play that so often? And it's because I get new affiliates every day. Today, I've got the brand new 1590 WALG in Albany. Welcome, 1590 WALG. Go and vote. Vote for Perdue and Loeffler. We need your votes. Also need you to visit Birch Gold via HughGold.com. HughGold.com. This is where you can keep a portion of your IRA or 401k safe in physical precious metals. It's where you can buy gold. You can text my name, Hugh, to 474747. That is a very good thing to do. Get some free information from Birch Gold again. HughGold.com or text my name, Hugh, to 474747. Gold went up again to 1951 yesterday, up 0.25%. That's up $150+ in less than a month. And I'm telling you, I've been telling you to buy gold, and I really mean it. Go to HughGold.com or text my name, Hugh, to 474747. Come right back on the Hugh Hewitt Show. Walk to the polls, America. You and Georgia, don't walk alone. Take somebody with you. We need 1 million votes in Georgia today. I'm Hugh Hewitt, and I am telling you the truth. We need 1 million people plus. And it's not enough to win by one. We got to swamp these people. They should never, ever nominate two radicals like Ossoff and Warnock again. President Trump last night in Georgia talking about Raphael Warnock. Cut number 10.
Warnock is the most radical and dangerous left-wing candidate ever to seek this office, and certainly in the state of Georgia, and he does not have your values. Warnock has publicly declared his support for socialism, and he once welcomed the anti-American communist dictator Fidel Castro to his church. He wanted him here. He liked Castro. Thought Castro was a nice guy. Warnock said that, quote, nobody can serve both God and the military, a vicious smear against thousands of patriotic service members across the state of Georgia. He wants to abolish cash bail. You see how that's working in New York City, right? Not working too well. He has called for, quote, opening up the jails, and he slandered our police officers as gangsters, thugs, and bullies. The choice for the voters of Georgia could not be more clear. John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock are fringe extremists who would wreck everything Georgia patriots hold dear to their hearts. Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue share your values, and you know that. They share your values like nobody shares your values. I can tell you, they share your values. They want to defend your interests, and they will always put America first.
They will. Perdue and Loeffler will. But it requires big turnout today, Georgia. Big turnout. And you might not feel well. Don't go if you've got COVID. Don't go if you've got that. Of course not. But unless you have COVID, you've got to vote. This is the country on the line. This is a check on President-elect Biden. This is everything we need. is in the Senate. We need 52 Republicans in the Senate to stop crazy judges getting through. Mitch won't let crazy judges through. Stop huge tax increases. Stop the Green New Deal. Stop cuts to the military defense budget. Stop delays of increases in pay for the military. Stop the ruination of Medicare. Stop the left-wing agenda. The president was also, he hit Warnock pretty hard. He also hit Ossoff, cut number 12.
John Ossoff is an unhinged radical leftist. He's not a senator. He's not a senator. That's not a senator. Ossoff said that he's very proud to be endorsed by socialist crazy Bernie Sanders. He's weak on China. He promoted Chinese propaganda, and then he failed to disclose his business ties to the Chinese Communist Party. Other than that, he's a wonderful guy, right? Ossoff supports the largest tax hike in American history. If they get in, Warnock and Ossoff, if they get in, you're going to have the largest tax increase that you've ever had. It'll be the largest tax increase in the history of our country. For what? The Green New Deal. Let's rip down a building because its windows are too big. Let's build a building with no windows, among many other things. He supports the insane Green New Deal, which would crush middle-class parents trying to raise a family. He will support the socialist takeover of American health care, which will lead to rationing, poverty, and death. Ossoff also backed the radical left-wing crusade to defund police. The last summer, he proudly joined the anti-police mob. He didn't like the police. He doesn't like our police. We love our police.
You know what gets me? All day yesterday and all day Sunday, left-wing media, sometimes disguised as objective media, railed about the president's phone call to the Georgia Secretary of State, which I played for you in almost its entirety yesterday, almost its entirety. All of the controversial or so-called controversial parts. It is not a crime to call the Secretary of State and lay your grievances before him. It is not a crime to say, you know, you're going to be in big trouble if you're doing what I think you're doing. It is not a crime to bring your petition to the Secretary of State. If you're the president, you've been denied the Georgia votes. Now, I don't agree with the president. I don't read it the same way. But I do agree with him that the media has just lost its mind. Trump derangement syndrome. And Media Matters quoted me yesterday. I love that. Media Matters, the hardest left propaganda outfit in America. Emo is over there writing down everything I say and then putting up at Media Matters. And see, Hugh Hewitt says it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. I've been teaching con law for 25 years. That is not a crime. That is nothing untoward. Nothing. But they covered it extensively. You know why? It's like the phone call with the Ukraine president. It's a chance to beat up on Trump. And by beating up on Trump, to try and win the Senate seat. Because the media is left-wing. They want Chuck Schumer to run the Senate. They want Democratic control of it. They do not want divided government. They do not want checks and balances. They want the Democratic agenda. So they perceive, because they're wrong, they think the phone call is a big deal, and they think it will influence Georgia voters. They have pushed the storyline wrong for months, that Trump is threatening to divide the Georgia Republican Party. He's mad at the governor. He's mad at the Secretary of State. But he's down there working hard for Perdue and Loeffler. They have made this all up. There are no polls. There was like a poll from Fox 5 yesterday said tie. It's just silly. No one's polling because you can't poll this sort of an election. You know what the turnout's going to be. You have no models. So nobody knows what those 3 million early votes did or who they were for. They know it came from counties that went for Biden in the fall, but they don't know where it went this time. The president has done nothing except be for Perdue and Loeffler. He's been against Kemp and the Secretary of State, but he is for Perdue and Loeffler, undivided support for Perdue and Loeffler. Every Republican, every independent, everyone who knows Ossoff and Warnock as radicals have been for Perdue and Loeffler. They will not report that. Instead, they want everyone to jump on their narrative, their framing of the race. Oh, it's a threat to democracy. Trump's a threat to democracy. No, he's not. He's trying to win an election by legal means. He is losing that effort. I believe he has lost that effort. I believe the Electoral College will be certified tomorrow. I would not object if I were a member of the Senate. But I'm not a senator, and it's not a problem if anyone objects. It's a perfectly constitutional exercise of their authority. But they want you to be hysterical. They want the left to be hysterical. Frankly, I think their credibility is broken beyond repair. I watch it and I say to myself, Do you know, I was watching the Browns game on Sunday, and I tweeted, you may know this, this is new for the Albany folks on 1590. I tweeted something like 30 tweets watching the Browns game, including one that said, oh, Laud, L-A-W-D. That was following a Baker Mayfield sack or a out and three and out on a goal line stand. I can't remember what it was, but I just, Browns fans, take to the internet. It's our first playoff run in 18 years. And Baker Mayfield and his wife, Emily, did a wonderful thing for a guy who's very, very sick in Cleveland. And Nick Chubb's amazing, and Myles Garrett is amazing. It's just a great time to be a Cleveland Browns fan. I mean, it's been a long time. So I over-tweeted on the Browns. A fellow named Tim Miller, who's a nice guy, got nothing against Tim, was mad at me that I didn't tweet about his perceived outrages that Donald Trump has committed. Number one, I don't think Twitter's the best place to talk about complicated subjects. I wrote a column in the Washington Post about the Electoral College, and I spent all day yesterday talking about this. Number two, how can people, normal people, take over the bulwark and normal people get back into running at it? They're not normal. It's not normal to obsess about Donald Trump. It's normal to obsess about the Browns if you're from Northeastern Ohio, and that's where I'm from. To my friends in Albany, Georgia, you don't know me. But I may talk about the Browns and Indians a little bit on this show and the Ohio State Buckeyes. And I want to thank Georgia for Nick Chubb. I meant to say that. I got to thank Georgia for Nick Chubb. I want you to send more Nick Chubbs to Cleveland. We're going to beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh using Georgia alum Nick Chubb. Best thing out of Georgia, along with David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler in a long time. Nick Chubb is a machine. Nick Chubb is a great human being. Nick Chubb is a wonderful teammate. So I tweet a lot about Nick Chubb, and the lefty radicals over at the at Media Matters and the lefty former Republicans at the Bulwark, the tens and tens of them who assaulted me yesterday for tweeting about the Browns and not their hobby horses. It was like being assaulted by dandelions. It was terrible. Dandelions on a windy day coming at me, tens and tens of them. Maybe everybody who reads the Bulwark. Seriously, that's just the operation. It's a vanity operation by a billionaire. To employ otherwise unemployable never-Trumpers who have zero influence and less audience. I got to tell you, I hope they spring back to normal. These were nice people 4 years ago, people who had some grasp of reality, people who knew what three Supreme Court seats mattered, what funding the military mattered, what lower taxes mattered, what a strong, clear-eyed opposition to the Chinese Communist Party means. What all the things, all the regulatory rollback means, what the First Step Act means, what U.S.-Canada-Mexico agreement means. It's so much they had to put aside because of their personal loathing of Donald Trump, an aesthetic critique. But I know in Georgia, home of Nick Chubb, did I mention that, you're going to go vote for David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. We need them in the Senate. This is that important. I have never spent this much time on a Senate race in 20 years. I'm in my 21st year of this show. To my new audience in Albany, Georgia, I've been doing this for 21 years, 30 years in broadcast, 21 years running the Hugh Hewitt Show on the Salem Media Network, and, of course, affiliates that are outside of the network, 400 different affiliates. Talking to 6 million people today. Maybe it's up to 7 million now. I added a lot of affiliates this year. I don't know. Beginning to sound like Trump. I don't know. Could be 8 million. I don't know. I do know I've never spent this much time talking about two races in the United States Senate. That's because these two matter that much. The future of the country takes a hard left turn if you send the radicals off and warn it. Go and vote for David Perdue. Go and vote for Kelly Loeffler. Call up your friends and your family. Tell them they've got to go. You've got to, you know, use your hands-free car dial to call the 20-year-old who's sleeping in because they're working remotely. Call the spouse who isn't leaving. Call the teacher who's teaching remotely. Call everybody that you know and say you've got to vote today. If you haven't already early voted. I pushed early voting. I think a lot of those 3 million votes were for David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. I think Republicans decided to get active in that. And they know especially what Raphael Warnock said about the military. This is the most offensive thing I've heard say. Cut number four.
America, nobody can serve God and the military.
That is a lie. So if you're in the military, you're the spouse of a military, parents, relatives, children, remember that. Raphael Warnock is not going to have your back. No, no, no. Chuck Schumer just wants your stake. Cut number one.
Now we take Georgia, and then we change the world.
Yeah!
That's
right.
I'm sorry, can
you
repeat that, Mr. Schumer?
Now we take Georgia, and then we change America.
So, Georgia, stay independent, vote for Perdue and Loeffler, or be annexed to Manhattan. Ossoff and Warnock, they'll be put in the back room in the Senate. You'll never hear from them again. Come right back, America. It's the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Now we take Georgia, and then we change the world.
Yeah!
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, Mr. Schumer?
Now we take Georgia, and then we change America.
America, nobody can serve God and the military.
Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. Those are the clips I have played the most for the past 2 months. David M. Drucker, and David, I've got a new affiliate in Albany, so I have to tell them about you. Longtime political reporter for the Washington Examiner, longtime friend of the show, sartorial expert as well. David, would you agree with me there's not much point in spinning if you're Karl Rove yesterday? I mean, your donors are all in. The campaign is all – there's not much point in spinning if you're Rove yesterday, is there?
No. Look, I mean, I think this, you know, was always going to be a hard-fought race. It was going to be about whether both sides could motivate a robust turnout, and then, you know, what's going to happen in a state that is a legitimate purple swing state, but where Republicans, especially looking down ballot, I always thought in a runoff scenario should have a slight edge, but it was about the party not being sort of divided amongst itself, believing that it was worth showing up, having motivation to show up, given that it's happening after a presidential election. Normally, when we have these scenarios, the party that wins the White House doesn't do quite as well in the runoff. But in this case, we have a lot of voters that did not vote on November 3rd voting in the contest. And so it's just become this all-out sort of war of attrition. And, you know, we're just going to have to see where it comes out. I still contend it would be very unlikely for Republicans to lose both of these races, and the Democrats don't win control of the Senate unless they win both races.
Now, the reason I brought up Rove is in Punchbowl AM this morning, the new newsletter and news service by Jake Sherman and Anna Palmer, they report the Georgia Battleground Fund has been the centerpiece of Republicans' effort to keep those two seats red, to reelect Perdue and send Loeffler back. Karl Rove, who was the group's finance chairman, held a private conference call for bundlers yesterday. So it's not, he's not trying to spin. He announced they'd raise $58 million for the party's effort to boost Loeffler and Perdue. He also played prognosticator and said that the models show if 1 million or more Georgians turn out to vote today, Republicans will win. They expect to get at least 62% of the election day turnout. Right now, Rove said Republicans expect to win both races. That, by the way, is consistent what I heard yesterday from people who know the NRSC team pretty well. I know Dems are trying to spin a little bit on, oh, the early vote helps us, but I'm feeling pretty good this morning, David.
Look, I don't think you have a reason to feel the opposite of good. I've just been very cautious in how I've approached all of these contests this cycle. And as we have seen, some of them have been extremely close. I think in particular with Senator Perdue, I felt pretty confident that he should be in a position to win because he won the first round and, in fact, did better in the state than did President Trump. He won by about 2 points. He just fell short of 50%. Obviously, the president fell short by a lot less, by much less than that. And so all things being equal, he should be in a position to pull it out. I think the Loeffler-Warnock race is a little bit more uncertain in my mind, only because I think Warnock, despite all of his troublesome statements and the deep dive into his background that didn't occur in round one, is a more dynamic candidate. And I think Loeffler is not as good of a candidate as is David Perdue. And so, you know, that plus all of the infighting in Georgia between the president and the governor, the president, the secretary of state, there's just some wild cards in there. And if we've learned anything over the past couple of years, is that on the one hand, wild cards don't always mean massive surprises, but sometimes they actually do.
Let me play something that the president said last night. Cut number 13.
Tomorrow evening.
each of you is going to vote in one of the most important runoff elections of the history of our country. Frankly, forget about runoff. One of the most important elections, really. It's really not runoff. It's elections because it's a biggie. Our country is depending on you. The whole world is watching the people of Georgia tomorrow. And you got to swamp them because everything's so crooked around. I mean, not here. They were saying, oh, he's complaining about Georgia. No, I'm complaining about 8 different states.
So, David, he went down there last night. He slammed Ossoff. He slammed Warnock. He supported Perdue and Loeffler. And I get up this morning. I see a lot of hot takes from the left saying he's hurting and dividing the Republicans. No, he's not. It's just a simple objective fact. He has not divided Republicans. He's attacked the governor and the secretary of state. But I don't think he's divided Republicans at all.
Well, I think we'll find out. I think he's doing both. I think he did both. And that's the thing with President Trump, ever since he was the candidate Trump, is he says 3 or 4 different things, and it's like choose your own adventure. And so if you want to focus only on the ways in which he attacked members of his own party and questioned the entire system that he's asking everybody to participate in today, you could just focus on that. If you want to focus on all of the things that he said last night that Republicans were hoping he would say, it's important that you vote. We'll lose control of Washington if you don't vote. Well, you could focus on that. It's always a mishmash with him, which makes it hard to game out.
And my problem with the media is they never focus on the former. They exclusively focus on the latter. David M. Drucker, that's not you. Follow David on Twitter. Follow me to hour 2 of this most important day. Georgia, go and vote. It's the You Do It Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.